Hello, hello. Welcome, everybody, to the Better Beer Club podcast. I'm your host, Nate Island, and with me, as always, Sean Dunn.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Every show's a drinking show here at the Better Beer Club podcast. Welcome back for week five.
A.K.A. the Captain Starflight Star 6 Commander.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think I was going to let you get away without an A.K.A. this week.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up because we had a chance to do a little camping together this last weekend. And whenever there's camping, there's usually a little beer drinking. And so you had brought your stock of sort of like craft style beers in cans, which is sort of the new fad. And we were talking about that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, there was definitely some drinking. There was some casting going on. I got some casting out in the morning. No catching, but I got some casting done.
Got half the thing.
I lost a lure.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I'm consistent, you know. I always lose one.
Well, yeah, we had a good time. And actually, I had a note about that. I don't know if you remember, because we were drinking some beers, but your wife makes some bomb potato salad.
That was a first attempt at some German potato salad.
Oh, man, it was fantastic. It's been 3 days now. Still thinking about it.
Yeah, I agree.
It was good.
I agree. I had some I made a German potato salad egg burrito this morning, man, and it was
Now we need
delicious.
To start a German potato salad podcast.
So if you're listening and you want to go to the German potato salad podcast, that's ilovegermanpotatoes.com. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter.
We'll have to figure out how much of a cut Brittany's going to get on the profits from that. I mean, she's the inspiration, but I'm sure fit her in there.
Yeah. So I got a couple things going on this week. I figured I would do a little bit more of the stupid beer laws that we did last week, if you're good with that.
Yeah,
interesting beer facts or beer news that I looked up this week.
Those were good last week. And, I've got a new segment for this week, too, which
we won't
get into right this is just a second, but something to look forward to.
I'm kind of antsy over here. I'm a little bit
you want to get it going?
Excited about. Well, it's, you know, for a couple of weeks I've known what the beer is, and this is it's weird not knowing what the beer is. You get here and you're just kind of like,
Oh yeah.
I wonder what we're doing.
Well, I will guarantee you that this beer that we're going to have today, we've both had and we've both said before that we like.
Okay.
So I thought maybe we'd go into a little more detail about it today, and I think you'll recognize it when I pull it out, but we'll see.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Should we, I know that, you know, can I just say too, I was listening back to the podcast from last week, and your interview with Josh Hamilton I thought was fantastic. A lot of good tips there for home brewers, and I thought pretty motivational for anyone that's got sort of the entrepreneurial drive in them, which is the dude put his house up for sale. It's him and his wife. Was able to buy a brewery and do what he loves for a living. It's just like not a story you hear all that often, and I thought it was pretty impressive that you were able to just walk down and talk to the guy, a guy who's kind of on that track. It was cool.
He very calmly too said, you know, me and my wife were having a serious discussion about selling the house, you know, and it was like, I'm thinking in my head like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine having that conversation with my wife being like, okay, so here's the deal, honey. Like, I know that we need to live here and everything, and that's all well and good,
but
we're
going
to move in with your
nice.
Parents. Because I want to brew some fucking beer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, imagine, I was just thinking about that because I was listening to it today, you know, and I'm stuck at work, and I kind of work in a shop, you know, I'm the same place every day, and it's, I'm not brewing beer, it's more of a machine shop type of situation. And so I got my one earbud in while I'm doing my work and whatnot today. I'm just thinking, this guy's just hanging out in Rancho. I mean, I know it's a lot of work, but I mean, you got to have a lot of pride in seeing all these big boilers and all this, these big, you know, sort of brewing tanks, and knowing you did it all yourself, and you got the opportunity to set up a logo and do all this cool fun stuff. So I thought, man, I was kind of jealous today, thinking, man, you're doing what you want to do, and you know, it can be done. So it was pretty motivational. I really enjoyed the interview listening back this week.
Yeah, I got another one coming up here with Rock House too. I got to talk to those boys down there, and I didn't have it ready, so it won't be here this week. But it's another good one that I think will work out. Good for the podcast. We'll just keep doing it. I mean, that's really what the beer club is about, and that's what the podcast is about. You know, the beer club is thebetterbeerclub.com, and it's
And I can guarantee you with 100% surety, this is not a craft beer.
Yeah. TheBetterBeerClub.com is about, you know, the community of building that, you know, and getting to talk to those people and bringing everybody together We also have an Instagram account. It's Better Beer Club on Instagram. So follow us on Instagram. And I do follow a couple of these other people on Instagram, and they have a good time. They have a good time, you know, chiming back and forth at each other. They're really kind of all friends, like, even though they're competitors. The whole community is kind of like, you know, at the bar, they, Josh's sister, I believe it is, sort of bartends behind, or attends bar at Hamilton Brewery. Mm-hmm. And she was down at No Clue, you know, drinking some of their beers. You know, when I was down there, she was telling me, oh, yeah, I got to get around to these places and try their beers and stuff. And so they took a picture of her serving beer behind the No Clue bar. Uh-oh. And it was just poking fun at each other. And, you know, it went No Clue saying, hey, we keep finding these Rock House coasters at our brewery all the time. Like, what's going on here?
I got a sense, too, that, you know, when it comes to, I mean, really, when you have a brewery, your brewery, like, tips or the things, your process is sort of, something you'd want to have people sign a non-disclosure agreement about. But it seems like everyone that I've heard talking about it lately, and the people you've talked to, seem to not be really all that worried about that aspect of, like, guarding secrets as far as brewing. The guy was really open, like, you know, it's sort of, so it does make me feel like it's sort of a community thing, and he happens to do it at a very high level, but everyone can kind of try it, you know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's not easy either to sell alcohol. So I think although people might be able to homebrew something that's really close to what they're making, I mean, if you steal someone else's beer idea, it's not like, I mean, there's a whole bunch of Reds out there, there's a whole bunch of Wits out there, there's a whole bunch of Imperial Stouts out there, you know. Everyone's got their own little niche on it, and if you, you know, I don't think you're going to come out with one that someone's like, damn, this is exactly like theirs over there, you know. I think, I mean, even just with their name on it alone is going to make it taste different, because you know, you have personal preferences, you know.
Well, okay, cool. Well, that was great. I think that was really cool. Hope to see more of it in the future. And so I've got to go, because we decided we're going to get the beer drinking going as soon as possible on the podcast. I got to go get these beers out of the fridge.
Yeah, handle it.
And then you are going to give us a quick update on things on betterbeerclub.com and what you got going. I'll go get those beers while you do that.
Right on. Yeah. Now I'm going to be doing some interviews in the upcoming weeks here. Definitely. I'm going to be going around to a couple places and getting those interviews done. On the website, I decided to do a blog to keep everybody kind of updated with what's going on here. I know we do like a beer review. we do a beer review here, but it's a little bit informal. I mean, it's called the world's worst beer review, so it's not going to be formal. You know, it's going to be just your same dumbass beer review, but it's going to be a little bit more written out, so that people can get in, get the flavor profiles, get the ABUs, read about them, get a few photos of them, that kind of stuff. So it'll be, you know, I'll probably do all the ones that we did here also, but it'll be good, I think. And oh, okay. Speaking of local breweries,
maybe you'll be able to see what I brought in.
You have brought in a great local brewery straight out of our backyard here, Upland, California.
Yeah, so what I brought today was Dale Brothers Pomona Queen, California Amber Lager. And I know that Dale Brothers right up the street for us in Upland, and I was doing a little research on how they kind of got started and kind of what they're up to. But you've actually been there. What's the brewery like?
It's really nice in comparison to the breweries in our area, which is that sort of like warehouse style brewery, tasting room. That they do, you know, no restaurant attached is what we kind of do out here. It's larger than most of the other ones in the area. And I see that you have brought 22-ounce bottles that you bought from the store, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
A couple of them are a little bit bigger now. Dale Brothers is one of them. They are all over in the stores now. You can get them in grocery stores. You can get them at Wine and More. You can get them at all those different places. In fact, I ran into their taproom general manager at Wine and More the other day. We're going to be carrying Pomona Queen at our restaurant, which I won't say the name of for legal reasons. I'm not really sure how that works, but yeah, it's a delicious beer. I love this amber lager.
I've had it before, and I think we kind of started talking about it because we were at a bar together one time, and and you mentioned they had it on tap, and I was excited about it because I'd had it. So, yeah, let's try it out. It's the Pomona Queen California Amber Lager, which anything that's lager, I'm usually good to go on. So, let's try it.
One, two, three.
So, I've already taken the liberty of opening these bottles. And today, my wife's actually in another room. I was able to sneak out with some of our wedding cocktail glasses that we got.
These are really nice tumblers.
Thank you. They're not really beer cups, but they were the nicest thing I could find in 15 seconds.
Something really 50s housewife about a nice tumbler, though, you know?
Yeah.
That restaurant, or it was the piano bar. That's where we were.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The piano bar, when that old lady was taking a photo of herself and her husband with that long-ass selfie pole.
That's the first and only time I'd ever seen one, and I immediately had to Google the fucking thing to find out what was going on.
Did I tell you somebody selfie pulled me at SeaWorld when we were
like
down there?
Like, stuck you with it?
Yeah, like, I had won a big turtle, a huge-ass turtle for my niece at the carnival games, and she... Someone actually came over him and his wife came over and said, hey, can we take a photo with you and the turtle? Sure, I guess. So he just, you know, it just erects this thing. It's like,
oh no, it's all like, right, like ready? A pocket fishing ball.
I was like, oh shit, what did I sign up for?
Well, down with selfie sticks. I don't know what the deal is, but I've heard of them now. Anyways, I thought it'd be kind of cool to just read Dale Brothers' description of this beer, which I got off their website. The way they describe it is, let's see,
I don't know if I jumped the gun, but I just tasted it.
Her Majesty Pomona Queen, or California Amber Lager, offers a medium-bodied beer with notes of nuts and toffee and just enough hops to balance the full malt flavor. We brew this jewel with San Francisco lager yeast and ferment it at higher temperatures to produce fuller flavors. Celebrate her reign by pairing her with your favorite meal or with your favorite friends. Long live the Queen. It won a gold medal at the LA International Beer Competition in 2007-2009 and second place at the California State Fair in 2011. So definitely got some medals hanging off it. So let's taste it.
Yeah.
Even though you already
cheers.
Have.
Yeah.
Very good.
Hmm.
And it's funny, reading the description, it's like sometimes you just kind of drink something, you won't really think about it too much. It's just, I just think it's good. But they said notes of nuts and toffee, and I really feel like it does have kind of a nutty flavor to it.
It does. But yeah, one of the things I've always liked about it is that it does have that, you know, lagers to me tend to have a little bit, I don't know, I always use the word buttery.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what that means to anybody, but I always use, they kind of have a buttery finish. This one, tends to have, you know, like toffee, and you do get that nut, you do get that like nuttiness, almost like if you were drinking a brown ale.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it's very similar. I was just about to say that, in many ways, to something like Newcastle, even though I don't even know if that's even a similar type of beer, but it reminds me of it a little bit with that kind of nutty flavor and that roundness that you call buttery, which I'm getting. I get that too. So definitely maybe like a really mellow Newcastle. So if you like Newcastle but you like something a little more refined with some more complexity to it, this might be a good choice.
Yeah, it's definitely got a little bit darker, you know. I mean, it's I'm torn a little bit, you know, because it's not dark. It's definitely an
it's light
sort of amberish. It's not quite as red as some ambers can get, but it's got that complexity of almost like a red trolley, if you know, by Carl Strauss. Yeah, it's good.
So anyways, the guys at this brewery, I guess the guy who started it was working in the professional field, doing some white-collar job, and decided it just wasn't for him, went out and got his degree in brewing from a local, from a college nearby, I guess, and just decided to start a brewery, and it's really worked out well for him. And I think everything I've tried from them, from this Pomona Queen to the California Black Beer, I don't know if you've had that one yet, but both really good.
Yeah, I love their black beer. It's really good.
So
they have a red, they call it Red Between the Lines. It's probably one of my favorite from them.
Oh, cool.
So it's a red ale.
So on their website, it says they have a 30-foot bar, they have a beer garden, they have picnic tables outside. And I know a friend of mine plays music there a lot, so I know they have local artists come and play. And they have food trucks and things come on the weekends and stuff. guys just cooking food. So sounds like a cool place to go. You invited me like 3 weeks ago. I wasn't able to go, but next time something like that comes up, I'm going to go check it out. And
well, on Wednesday, they do live music, and James was playing down there.
Oh, cool.
So that's why we went down there. I got a little video of it, but while we were down there, I was going to post it on the website. I think I did post it on the website, actually, on the forums or something like that.
Yeah.
And the videos just as a little plug for Dale Brothers. But
yeah. Yeah, cool. We'll make our way up there. We'll definitely sip on this, get ready for our koozie rating towards the end of the show.
Mm.
But on today's show, I think we're going to get a little bit more of one of your segments from last week, Stupid Beer Laws, and beer news. What do you want to do first?
I guess let's do a little beer news. Yeah, there it is. Beer news.
The only reason we play these like bumper songs is just so we have more time to drink the beer.
It's a good beer check moment. I have noticed that we have a really long pause when we first drink our beer. I wonder if we should drink them at separate times.
Yeah, I drink, you talk, vice versa. All right, so you mentioned you had something kind of weighty today for beer news, something we were going to go a little more in-depth on. What's going on in beer news this week?
I have one, like, sort of story plug, and then I have one, like, a bunch of beer facts that I showed up about, like, the growth of microbreweries or craft beer brewers. So the beer story, I guess, is the Skinny Dip by New Belgian Brewery. It's their summer seasonal that they make, and they're doing a Waterkeeper Alliance type thing. Basically what they're doing is if you send a photo to hashtag Waterkeeper Dip on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, they are going to give $1 per photo, up to $10,000 to preserving fresh water, quality water, and the waterways.
Because they're
locally
located in California?
Actually, that's a good question. I don't think they are located in California, but they were talking about local waterways, and it says Trestles, which I'm not sure. Trestles is a beach we have here, or a surf break we have
for
here.
For those of you in other countries/states, California's going through a huge drought. So if you're outside washing your car, you get 15 hippies that look at you and give you bad looks for wasting water. So you're supposed to, at this point, pull your car up onto your flower bed so that way any residual water gets used.
Which, again, you know, and Josh Hamilton gave that tip last week about saving water by you know, flushing through your immersion chiller. Yeah. And bringing it back out and using that same water to wash your carboy.
And I
all
love
those
the
are
idea
good.
Of double sanitation whenever it's convenient. Yeah, you know, I mean, right? It seems like a good idea. So.
Right, right. Yeah. So I just thought that was cool. I mean, anybody doing, you know, something that's preserving water and you know, sort of like a clean water act is awesome to me. So I just thought I would plug them and say, go do it. You know, I mean, I doubt they're not going to get to the $10,000 mark because they're so big anyways and they sell so much beer. But, you know, get out there, put your photos on that. That's hashtag Waterkeeper Dip. So, yeah. All right.
Cool. So that was that particularly hits home for us here in California. So I think everybody's got that on their radar these days with what they're planning to wear, you know, from what they're planning in their yards to kind of which beers they're choosing. You know, I mean, it's kind of become a big deal. So
yeah. Yeah, we're definitely more aware of it over here. The other one is, well, it's a bunch of them. So I was talking about the growth. I love that sound effect.
I like to wait till you're not looking
and
hit
get
it.
Yeah, get it right in the right moment. It's all about timing.
Yeah.
The other one is the growth of craft breweries. So in the United States in 1994... the craft beer breweries was 525 breweries total. And of that, 192 of those were microbreweries. So you have like microbreweries, you have brew pubs, and then you have like specialty craft beer. So fast forward 10 years later, 2014, there are 3,418 total.
That's pretty substantial.
Of that, 1871 are microbreweries.
And there are like 3,000% less typewriter repairmen. So the economy kind of floats out nice and even.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll get to beer jobs after. That's one of the facts we have. So it's, you know, it's give or take. They all became brewers or whatever, something. But yeah, I mean, I just thought that was interesting. Like 525 total, and now there's 3,400 total. That's like almost 3,000 more in 10 years, which is ridiculous.
Which our local guys here in the last 5 years are probably, you know, a good little chunk of right. All these guys around us just started popping up too. So.
Right. And that's, you know, that's, I think that they're saying it's somewhere between 10 and 20% growth. The growth total was 28% over like the last year or two. So I just kind of calculated that growth out, and it ended up being like by the end of this year, there's going to be somewhere around like 4,375 breweries, which ends up being somewhere around 1.5 breweries open every day.
Oh, wow.
By the time you calculate it all out. Like,
and none of them are in Georgia.
And none of them are in Georgia. I did do a little bit of per capita and per state stuff as well. On the same news, like that I did.
It's so weird that Georgia doesn't embrace like some of these microbrews. Isn't that what you were saying last week?
Yeah. Well, there was a stupid beer law. I thought that was like that made something make
something
sense.
In it's Georgia. Not they in Georgia. May totally embrace it now. I don't know. But when I think of Georgia, I think Allman Brothers Band, motorcycles, wind in your hair, like, and going to a brewery. I mean, I've never been there. I lived in Southern California my whole life, but Georgia, just so you know. Out here from Southern California, we think you got the promised land out there. Nothing but big beards and open roads and peach trees. So, you allow those beers to flourish.
You can make a peach wit to go with your peach cobbler.
There you go.
I don't know. So along the same lines, so in 2012, they only had these numbers for 2012, so I went back a tick on these, but 381 craft breweries in California alone, which was a 1.4 per capita, and they're basing that on 100,000 21-year-old alcohol-drinking adults. You know, got to be 21 to drink, I guess they're assuming, depending on the state. Yeah, so that's 1.4. So in Washington, 201 with a 4 per capita. So it's 4 breweries for every 100,000 people who can drink. And in Oregon, 181. So what states, I mean, I guess my question for you was a little question. What states do you think have the highest per capita, like for 100,000 people
like
who are old enough to
beer
drink?
Beer sold?
No, breweries.
Breweries.
Yeah, so.
Okay, I'm going to go with Southern California.
California is not in the top three.
Oh, wow.
I think they're number 4. They might
be
number 6.
Okay, how about, give me some
Oregon. Well, they're only 1.4.
How about some Oregon?
Oregon, yes. Oregon is number 1. That's ding, 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 ding.
Okay,
right on the nose. You hit it. Yeah.
There we go.
Oregon.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oregon has a 6.3. This is in 2012, so 6.3.
You some bitch.
I'm sorry I didn't guess Oregon first, man. I tried real hard, but I mean California was the obvious assumption.
I think I pushed the wrong sound effect. two more.
Washington?
Okay, so think Washington, I think Washington was up there. It was 4. We did that one. Washington has a lot of breweries, but they also have a lot of people.
Okay.
I think gotcha. So. You kind of got to get over towards the smaller states and or a bigger state that doesn't have very many people would be the 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me give me some Montana then.
Montana is number 3.
Are you
3.
Shitting me?
Ding ding ding. Oh, well, man. I really didn't think. I mean, fuck. There's 50 states. I didn't think you'd hit them that quick. I was
just
going to start really.
Well, that was a key to my success, though, is when you said, you know, think about population.
Right.
I could see some Montana guys wanting to do some drinking.
Right.
A couple breweries popping up. Not that much.
5.3. You
know, population.
So there are 5.3 breweries for every 100,000 drinkers.
You know what I think? I did so fucking good on the first two. You just give me the
I'll
third
just give
one.
You the third one. Yeah. That's actually, I do have a friend, and I hope this comes through. I'm not sure if it will or not, but a friend who came into the bar quite a bit in the past years and moved to Montana, and he was back last week, and I was talking to him in the bar like, hey, how is it? And besides like dry and cold, he was like, it's fantastic. We got some really bitchin' breweries like right down the way from me. And I was like, here's my address, mail me some beer.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully Montana doesn't have any beer rules where he's gonna get locked up. But yeah, so and the last one, number two is Vermont, 6.2.
Oh, cool. See, I would never guess that.
I think just because Vermont's small, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. But anyway.
Cool.
There you go.
I can't believe I channeled those two states so amazingly.
I almost wasn't going to have you guess because I was just like, this could go on forever.
For some reason, when it first started, I immediately wanted to say Hawaii for some reason.
Yeah, I'd have to look into why. I don't even know if Hawaii was on the charts. Oh, yeah, it was.
All right, this Pomona Queen's going down smooth. I got a little segment for you this week. A new one, because last week's was just pretty crappy.
I liked last
You
week.
Nodded yes before you said anything.
No.
You know, it was okay. I'm going to do a little more Taboo coming up.
I was going to say that although I enjoyed it, if it was traditional Taboo, then there needs to be the taboo words.
Yeah.
So you might have to like make cards.
But then
or
we
something.
Need like lots more people though, because how somebody's gonna guard me? All right. My new segment this week is called "Find the Imposter." Find the imposter. My idea. I give you a list of three names of beers, and you tell me which one is not an actual beer name. So two of these three of each will actually be real beer names from breweries across America and beyond that actually exist. One will be a made-up name that yours truly came up with.
These are beer names or brewery names?
Beer names.
Okay, I like this.
Okay.
Okay.
So
like
let's
this.
Go with set think, one.
What's this,
of
like
Find the Imposter
in real life or something? Find this the imposter.
From, yeah, this okay. is from, I don't know what Balderdash.
Okay. All right. Find the imposter.
So here's my first set of three. You tell me which one's the fake. Buttface Amber Ale, Santa's Butt, or Hop Runner 429.
Ooh.
You pick the imposter. Ooh. Which one is a fake made up name by me?
When you said that first one, I almost was like,
it's gotta be.
I've had that one.
Oh,
but maybe not. Yeah. I don't know. The name sounded familiar, but then again, you know, that's since I said I've had that one, it's probably going to be the one that is right.
Well, just for the listeners, it's Buttface Amber Ale, Santa's Butt, or Hop Runner 429.
I think Hop Runner 429 is the fake.
That's the fake. Good job. It does sound stupid, doesn't it?
No, right, no, it doesn't. I just figured since both the other ones say butt, then I had to go with the odd one out, you know?
Okay. Let's try the second set. Here we go. Polygamy Porter, Last Ditch Lager, or Blithering Idiot?
Polygamy Porter is the fake.
That's the fake? Wrong. That's right, an actual beer name. Last Ditch Lager was
Last
the, was
Ditch
the
Lager.
That's the one I came up with.
Wow, that's a good. You should probably name beers for people, because even though those are all acceptable beer names.
Hop Runner 429 sounded.
That's an acceptable beer name.
Close.
Yeah.
All right. So here's our last set of three on Find the Imposter, our new game for this week. Nice pop filter.
I just got rubber banded in the face.
All right, here's our next set of three. Hipswich Bitch Spit, Old Engine Black Ale, or Virginia? Which one of the three is a fake name?
What was the first one?
Hipswich Bitch Spit.
Again, all three of those are completely acceptable
Old Engine
names.
Black Ale and Virginia.
I want to say Virginia just because... But I don't think I'm going to go with that because it seems like that would have to be one. Uh-huh. Like you pick two crazy names and then so I guess I'll go with the old engine Brown ale, was it?
It was a black ale.
Old Injun black ale.
Wrong. That's an actual name. Virginia or Virginia, whatever, which way it is, an actual name. My made up name for the week was Hip Switch Bitch Spit.
Wow. All the listeners are probably like, dumbass. Should have got that one.
Well, one out of three ain't bad, man.
One out of three is horrible. I don't know. I guess 33%. It depends.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, so that's my new segment for the week. And then any backlash or comments, well, we'll find out on iTunes if we should continue it next week.
Hey, I say the worse comments we get, the more we do it.
All right, so you got some stupid beer laws for us. Should we get into that?
Yeah, I got a few stupid beer laws.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
I think it was pretty funny that you just used that song. I was like, damn.
I know. You know, I was thinking, I have we got two computers going here now. So I had that song and I thought, what a nice little transition out of the last thing Nate was talking about. I should play the front of that song, you know.
And I thought your transition was good, but I didn't have anything else on backup. So I just went with that.
All right. So give us some weird beer laws for this week that we can go and tell our friends about.
All right. So time for the... my segment, then, it's dumbass beer laws. And the first one is going to be Indiana. Oh, no. The first one's going to be Missouri. And this is an interesting one. In Missouri, if you like to drink beer while you're sitting on a curb out of a bucket, too fucking bad, because that shit's illegal in Missouri. you cannot drink beer on the curb out of a bucket.
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure what they mean by bucket. Yeah, exactly. But I think you're probably just safe to not sit on the curb and drink beer. You know? I don't know.
Yeah. Usually that'd be a good way to approach life.
I don't remember the last time I sat on a curb and drank beer, but it's not beyond me. You know, I'm not above that. I will sit on a curb and drink beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next one is Indiana. So in Indiana, liquor stores cannot sell cold soda or soft drinks. They have to be unrefrigerated. They have to be warm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't tell that one last week, did I?
It sounds familiar, but I don't think you did.
Okay. Well, if I did, congratulations. You made the list twice. New Hampshire, you must be sitting down when you are served an alcoholic beverage.
Oh, really?
So on the opposite end of it, if you like to sit on curbs and drink, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Go right ahead. We'll serve it to you. But if you want to stand up and drink a fucking beer, too fucking bad. Not in New Hampshire.
That is almost, opposite of the way it is here in California. Most bars, everybody's just standing around.
In Kentucky, you can go to jail for 5 years for just sending a bottle of beer... for just sending a bottle of alcohol in to as a gift. So I'm assuming that's through the mail service.
Yeah.
I don't know. drop it on their porch with a bow on it. 5 years. Lock your ass up.
This is crazy. Are they still in force?
I hope not. I think that was actually I think that was the last one.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Oh.
Well, that was good. Yeah. I like those just as much as I like last week's. It's amazing how these sort of things were legislated by a group of grown adults at some point and put into law. So
I forgot one more thing I was going to say with the all those beer facts was with the expansion or with the growth of all the craft breweries and everything. I just took a little note down that was 360,000 jobs in the United States because of craft breweries, because of craft beer or craft beer people. Like,
you know, they brew 10,000 bottles of beer a day. I drink 45 off the assembly line and I'm the asshole.
Just thought that was suiting.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I guess that only leaves us with one thing left on the agenda today. That's the pub joke of the week. Am I right?
You're right.
All right. Well, then I guess
your
we'll
turn,
get
right?
To it. Yeah, it is my turn.
All right.
Even though you brought the beer last week, I still feel.
Yeah.
Like
you get to double up.
Yeah, we're gonna get we're gonna get even.
Oh wait, we can't. Oh. I need jacuzzi approved.
I got too much on my mind. All right, so jacuzzi approved. I bought and brought and served and uncapped and poured the beer.
So that means I.
That means you gotta rate it first.
I lead the charge, huh? Well, being that it's close to home, and it's delicious as hell. They gave us a coupon for half off brewery last month.
We can't let that influence our decision,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. No. Unbiased. I do like this beer. It is. I'm one of the people who will go into a bar and. There's a few beers I ask for and promote. And locally,
I've seen you do
Pomona
it.
Queen's one of them. Got Pomona Queen? No? All right. Then I'll take yada, yada.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give it a 9. I'm going to give it a 9.2.
You're going to go 9.2?
I'm going to go 9.2. Did I go 9.5 last week?
I think you might.
I went 9. You went
9.5. I went 9.0 on, yeah. The blue van.
I'm going to go 9.2 just to fit into your 0.2 koozie slicing.
I like it. I really love this beer too, and I love it. It's from Upland, which I love Upland. I live really close to Upland here. I guess just for me, because it's not really totally my cup of tea for an everyday type of beer. I don't know. I like it. I do like it, but it's always kind of a treat. I'm going to say just to keep it in line with everything else, I'll give it like an 8.3.
All right, 8.3.
Still up there. Like I'd still drink one, you know, at any time, but... 8.3, I think, sounds about right for what I'm feeling and sensing here.
Hey, it is what it is. You know what? One of the things I like about the koozie approval is that we both have different palates.
Yeah.
And you give a rating, I give it a rating, and then it gets a total rating.
Yeah.
So if you're on the website and you're looking at the koozie ratings, you'll notice, you know, we give different ratings each. So your total rating averages out, and you'll get what you get. And if you don't agree with our ratings, then... Fuck you. Go. No, I'm just no.
Let us know. And maybe we forgot something. I know there's gonna come a day, and I'm nervous about it. But there's gonna come a day when I'm like 3.2, man. That's all I can give it. And you may love it, but I've got to be honest. Like, you know, like someday there's gonna be a beer that strikes that chord in me.
I'm gonna be like,
you know,
10. And you're gonna be like 3.
Bring that average right down. Yeah.
We'll
all right.
See, yeah.
Well,
it's gonna happen eventually.
I think so. How about our pub joke of the week? All right, this one's a real short one again. But sometimes short's good. I don't know. Let's see what happens. Yesterday, scientists in the United States area... Yesterday, scientists in the United States... I tried to ad-lib a little bit, and it didn't work. Should say like half of the northern hemisphere. Yesterday, scientists in the United States revealed that beer contains small traces of female hormones. To prove their theory, they fed 100 men 12 pints of beer and observed that 100% of them started talking nonsense and couldn't drive.
Oh, that might be the best yet.
All right, so thanks for tuning in to the Better Beer Club podcast, where every show's a drinking show.
Every show's a drinking show.
We'll be back next week with another episode. Nate, anything to let the listeners know before we're out of here?
Check out the Better Beer Club podcast, check out the Better Beer Club on Instagram, and check out thebetterbeerclub.com.
All right, see you guys next week.
Cheers to Better Beer.